Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Food maestros in our state continue to win national awards. The most recent example is a Lowcountry chef who received recognition for two of her creations earlier this year at the 2018 Good Foods Awards in San Francisco. Leslie Rowland is owner of the Juice Hive and Health Emporium in Old Town Bluffton, South Carolina. She won the pickles category for her shiso leaf kimchi and Lowcountry kimchi, and we have her on the phone. Leslie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mike. Happy to be here.
Congratulations on those awards.
Why, thank you. We feel quite honored to have been recognized for these creations.
Tell us about your company and how it all got started.
Well, the Juice Hive and Health Emporium opened up in March of 2016. I have another restaurant in downtown Bluffton, and what I was noticing is that there was a real lack of a real health-conscious kind of organic and kind of fresh and scratch kind of kitchen. We wanted to put out there some very healthy options for people, like cold-pressed juice, and a real wide variety of smoothies and some great salads and things that are very minimally prepared. Nothing is really heated up or sort of cooked off. And we just wanted to sort of offer people in this area an opportunity to come in and sort of change the way they're eating, feel better about themselves, and utilize some of the great farms that are in the area to get some of this produce in. Just kind of give them an opportunity to sort of explore a new way of eating.
And tell us about these two products that won the awards.
Yes, this was so awesome. So a friend of mine has a farm, an organic farm, right up the road, Three Sisters Farm. She and I have been friends forever, and when certain things come into season, she likes to come over to me, and I get to walk the farm with her. And I had learned early on when I opened up the Juice Hive that kimchi, as well as other things like sauerkraut and pickles and miso, these are all natural forms of a probiotic. You're getting the benefit of this food on a real gut level, in addition to it tasting great. So one day earlier in the fall, a year ago, we walked the farm and Mary had these shiso leaves. And it was like my first introduction to this type of vegetable. Absolutely beautiful leaves. They're red and they're green. They're really large. And they're very kind of sweet. So I started doing some research and found that in Oriental cooking, that shiso leaves are used a lot for a fermented kind of probiotic food. But then she had these other things that were very indigenous to this area, kale, and she had mustard greens and collard greens. And my brain started to kind of go into overdrive about, oh my gosh, what if we were to create a kimchi with indigenous greens from South Carolina? You know, combining it with regular traditional kimchi ingredients, but giving it a more rustic sort of southern feel. So I got all this beautiful, fabulous organic produce from her, and I just started experimenting. We were overwhelmed with the difference a traditional kimchi tastes like to this Lowcountry kimchi. It has more earth flavor, and these greens indigenous to this area are so super nutritious for us. And it's just been a really wonderful experience, and we feel so honored to have been, you know, awarded those awards.
And I understand that Alice Waters is who presented you with this award, of course.
Oh my goodness, yeah. Alice Waters was there. She's one of my mentors since forever. She's the queen of farm to table. And there she was sitting on the stage, and she gave this absolutely wonderful speech. And when you're sitting there looking at her, she's an icon in this movement. And it was just such a privilege.
These award-winning kimchis, are they only available in your health food restaurant there, or are you shipping these around the country?
Well, we're not shipping them yet. Right now, we're in the process of getting together a sort of an umbrella company to do these specialty food items and get together our packaging and all of our FDA labels and all this kind of stuff. And then we'll be pursuing a distributor eventually. But right now, the shiso leaf kimchi is seasonal, so that will only really come out in the autumn. But the Lowcountry kimchi is something we have on a regular basis at the Juice Hive. And then we also use that same product in my other restaurant, The Cottage, and we use that for some culinary creations that are heated. So like we're doing like a shrimp avocado kimchi taco, and we're using that kimchi in ways that people that aren't familiar with it may be a little more apt to try it because it's just not straight out of the jar. So that's kind of what we're doing right now and experimenting with that. And we hope one day we'll have a distributor and they'll be able to buy it in a retail outlet.
Well, Leslie, once again, congratulations on these awards. And thank you for your time today.
Why, thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
Leslie Rowland is owner of the Juice Hive and Health Emporium in Old Town Bluffton. She also owns the Cottage Cafe, Bakery, and Tea Room there. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.